President Trump and his Commerce Secretary both visited the Ohio Valley this week to tout the administration's policies to prop up two of the region's traditional but faltering industries, metals and mining. The president unveiled a new plan to ease regulations on coal-burning power plants. His Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, visited a Kentucky aluminum company that's powering up in response to tariffs on imported metals. We have two reports, the first from Becca Schimmel, who was with Secretary Ross in Hallsville, Kentucky.
With a backdrop of aluminum stacks, workers in orange-striped blue jackets looked on as Century Aluminum CEO Michael Bless announced the reopening of one of the production lines. Bless says just 3 years ago, Century Aluminum had announced its intention to close. Now it plans to add another 150 workers by early next year.
We came within months of losing an entire industry so vital to our economy and to our national security.
Bless thanked Secretary Ross and the Trump administration for implementing the tariffs. Century Aluminum is increasing production by 60% as part of their reinvestment in the Hawesville smelter. But other industries in the region are feeling the financial pinch from higher prices on raw materials and retaliatory tariffs on key exports. Secretary Ross brushed those concerns aside. For example, he said he isn't worried about how tariffs on bourbon exports might affect Kentucky's distilling industry.
I think a real bourbon drinker is going to have his or her bourbon, even if they do charge him a little bit more. Maybe he'll take two sips less, but I don't think he's going to go from bourbon to French wine so fast.
The Ohio Valley still provides more than 44,000 jobs in the steel and aluminum industries, despite sharp declines over the years due to foreign competition. Ross's visit comes as he is investigating whether to impose further tariffs on imported cars and parts. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Hawesville, Kentucky.
And I'm Brittany Patterson in West Virginia, where President Trump used a rally to tout the coal industry's comeback, hours after the head of the EPA unveiled a more industry-friendly version of power plant regulations. President Trump used a rally in West Virginia to claim that his policies have revitalized the coal industry.
And it's really happening. We are back. The coal industry is back.
But industry statistics reveal a muted job recovery in coal at best. The West Virginia coal industry has improved under Trump. Production is up nearly 27% since the middle of 2016, driven largely by an uptick in coal exports for steel production. But other parts of the Ohio Valley have seen little change in coal employment. And a new report by West Virginia University forecasts coal production in the state will level out during the next 2 years and decline sharply during the next two decades. Trump also touted his administration's efforts to repeal the Obama-era Clean Power Plan. That rule aimed to cut greenhouse gas emissions from power plants in an effort to stem the effects of climate change.
Every day we're keeping our promises. We're canceling Obama's illegal anti-coal destroying regulations. The so-called Clean Power Plan.
Yesterday, the EPA announced it would replace the Clean Power Plan with a new rule that gives states more latitude to cut carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants.
Just today, we announced our new affordable clean energy proposal that will help our coal-fired power plants and save consumers, you, me, everybody, billions and billions of dollars.
The EPA says the price of electricity is expected to drop by about 0.5% at most by 2025 under the new rule. But perhaps more striking, the agency's analysis also finds the amount of coal produced in the U.S. is expected to decrease, in some cases drastically. With the Trump administration's new affordable clean energy rule, the agency says overall U.S. coal production will go down. In Appalachia, coal mines would produce at least 78% less coal in 2035 than they did last year. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson